But anyway.
Blind Cool Tech, March 25th, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast for blind people about blind people. It's fun, it's entertaining, it's educational. It's Blind Cool Tech. And now, here's your host, Larry Skutkan.
We are at the booth of Level Star to get the audio demonstration of the icon that we talked about over breakfast this morning.
All right, listen, thanks for going back.
Your dog looks so sleepy. You woke him up.
Sorry, Jake. I didn't mean to interrupt his lifestyle there. Yeah.
Oh, I've been laughing at him because he's spread eagle on the floor, and now I'm petting him.
He sits like a frog, doesn't he?
Yeah.
We had one dog.
I've never seen a dog do that before.
Well, my dog does that when she's hot. Yeah. The rest of the time.
Yeah, I guess that allows you to cool off the maximum amount of space there.
That's embarrassing. Oh, he's on his way, Mark. There you go.
Hey, buddy. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Larry. I'm talking your dog.
That's what makes him take me back here next year.
Right. Buddy, you want an icon, right?
He does.
Oh, I miss my dog.
I bet. It's hard to leave them.
Oh, are you going to sit? Hey, you're a good boy. Listen.
Doesn't stop the tail, though.
No, he's sweeping the floor. All right, we promised Blind Cool Tech we were going to get some speakers hooked up to this thing, and here we are. And we caught a little bit of that last conversation.
So. Oh, no, don't air that, man. I was trying to.
Oh, okay. All right.
Whatever. I don't care what you
No, you did good. You sold her.
She was a tough sell. Man.
She was. I mean, it's not my responsibility to convince your administration.
Yeah.
No, that was a good question. So.
I mean, it's like convincing anybody to buy a new product after they've just bought something else a year ago is...
Yeah. People are getting a little more used to it now, though. Yeah. This stuff obsolesces so quickly.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so we're hooked up to speakers.
So we actually have speakers, so I think we can actually hear it now.
Yeah.
So I'll just give you a tour of the application. So I'll push the menu key, which is the small rectangular one in the center at the top.
Main menu.
Is that too loud?
No, I think that's okay. Perfect.
So then I'll just arrow down through the applications. I'm using the handheld unit here.
Okay. Address book. Calculator, Internet menu, Library menu, Utilities menu, Word processor menu, Media player, Planner, Recorder, Journal.
And now I've hit the bottom.
Okay.
I can easily go back to the top by holding down the up arrow.
Recorder, Address book.
Or I can go to the bottom by holding down the down arrow.
Calculator,
makes sense.
Journal.
So I can easily get to one end or the other without having to deal with wrapping menus.
Yeah, good idea.
So, I'll go back to the media player and show you that.
Planner, media player, one moment. Media player, zero songs.
So, we have, this is the media player, so we have songs.
One artist, two albums, three genres, four playlists.
So, those are the options in the media player. You notice they have numbers. That's a configurable option. So, if you want to select, you know, things by pushing numbers to get to them, you can turn that on or off, rather than having to arrow through everything.
Okay.
So I'll go back up to artists.
One artist. Artist Beach Boys.
And this is a list of all the artists whose songs are on my, downloaded to my icon.
Beatles, Billy Joel, Edmund Hall, Eagle Eye Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, Jim Croce, Johnny Cash, Matchbox 20, Michael W. Smith, Newcomers Home, Roger
really?
Miller, Steely Dan, Stevie Wonder, various artists, Vertical Horizon.
So those are all the ones that I have. I have about 2 gigs on this.
Okay. Unit.
So, I don't know, what do you want to hear, Larry?
I want to hear Jim Croce.
All right, so I could either arrow all the way up, or I can just type J.
Okay.
J, Jim Croce.
So, now I'm back here, and I'll push the center key.
Songs by Jim Croce. Play all.
First item in all of these links when you get to this level is play all, so if you want to play the whole thing as a playlist, shuffled or not, you can do that, or you can select an individual song to play.
Okay. H. Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Let's play that. So I'll push the center key.
Audio player.
Nice. Nice and quick.
Yeah.
And you can navigate through this?
Yeah, the fast forward and rewind aren't really working at the prototype, but yeah, you'll be able to hold down the right and left to fast forward through. And then I'll show you also the book support here. So I just pushed the cancel key to stop the player, and it's taken me back to the where I was, which is the list of Jim Croce songs.
Okay.
You know, if I wanted to do more, I could push left to go back to the list of artists.
Okay. Artists Jim Croce.
All right, and I can push left again to go back to list of views.
One artist.
Okay.
So I'll close the media player. I'll push cancel.
Main menu.
And I'll go down to the library.
Help enter library menu. Library menu.
And then I'll choose the bookshelf.
Bookshelf.
Maybe.
Main menu. Address, help, internet, library menu, utilities menu, library menu, bookshelf.
I think this might be in some weird...
We just worked a minute ago.
I know it.
So we got to emphasize this is a prototype.
Yeah,
so.
I guess we do.
And what did hands-free mean?
Hands-free, my brother just handed me another unit that hopefully isn't seized up.
Right.
And I just was switching the
headphones.
So we'll try this guy.
Internet menu, library menu, library menu, bookshelf. One moment. Bookshelf. Authors.
So now we have the list of views for the bookshelf. Right now that is authors or...
All books.
All books.
Okay.
And let's see. If I wanted to go to all books, I'll just do that.
Books. 2001. A Space Odyssey.
So this has a list of all the books that are downloaded to my hard drive. If I went to... If I push left, I can go back and view by authors.
Bookshelf. Okay. All books. Authors. Authors Benjamin Trott.
And this gives me a list of all the books, or all the authors who are on the hard drive. Let's say I want to read something by J.K. Rowling, so I'll type J to go down there.
J.K. Rowling.
And now here she is, and I'll select her.
Books by author Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
So let's open that book. I'll push the center key.
Open a book. Please wait.
And we're working on Daisy 3 text open speed. It's a little slow. Just be glad I didn't open Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And we can talk about how nice the weather is, and this is just a lot of XML to chug through.
Harry Potter and the Week.
Well, you know what? This is the unit with only 32 megs of RAM, and I think it just...
Okay, well...
You gave me a third one?
The batteries were dead the other
one. Oh, the battery died. Well, this is fun. You have to do this with a smile or you cry.
Oh, you do.
Headphones.
All right, here we go.
Internet menu. Library menu.
I don't know if you want me to open this whole book, do it all again, but...
Library menu. Why not?
All right,
library
so...
Bookshelves. One moment.
You know, Mark, I'll let you get that started while it's opening. I want to ask you a question.
Ryan Jensen. J.K. Rowling. Books by author Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
I'm not understanding the hands-free headset.
So there's a small button on the side of the unit below the volume control,
right,
which converts from using the speakers on the side, the stereo speakers. Push it again, and it will use the earpiece. So you can hold it up to your ear, and then the third time in these prototypes, that's a lot better. Now it's already reading.
Yeah.
So that was quite a bit better. So right now, the navigation.
20, 30, 31.
The navigation is just using the directional pad, so up and down, move by lines.
Bookshare.org digital material which govern your lawful use of it.
And left and right move by
A-S-A-A-R-E.
Move by character. I think we'll do something like like your lovely ASAP and have the number pad do better review.
Yeah.
Since they're not editable, you don't need to be able to type text, so
yeah.
That's probably what we'll do. And then, of course, you can get to the Daisy navigation. If you push the menu key, which is the rectangular one in the center of the bottom, that'll take you to the document menu.
Options menu. Navigation.
And this is the Daisy navigation pane, so I'll select that.
Navigation. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Now this is
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
This is a Bookshare book that has navigation. I should have picked a different book.
Yeah, this one probably isn't very structured.
They changed it, so it worked for downloads. About 2 months ago, and then they changed it, so it's. I need to work on that. But so the idea here is you could push left and right to navigate through the sections of the book.
Yeah.
And click the center, and it's almost instantaneous. Once you got it loaded, it's moving to sections. It's very quick.
Nice.
Main menu.
So I'll give you a quick look at the planner as well.
Okay.
So if we
library work media planner,
because it's sort of a novel and very cool design.
All right.
Just to warn you, it's going to come up in the year 1970 that we're working on. That we got to get the real time clock stuff done. So
planner Thursday, January 1st, 1970.
Gotta love
it. No appointments.
Gotta love it. So I'm going to use a menu command to go to a date.
Planner menu. Select an option. Jump to a date. Enter the date to go to.
So I'm going to type 03252006.
Planner, Saturday, March 25th, 2006. No appointments.
So now we have a planner that's totally blind friendly. It uses sort of the Daisy navigation scheme. So left and right will move by days.
Sunday 26, Monday 27, Tuesday 28, Monday Sunday 26, Saturday 25. No appointments.
And you notice that it only tells you what changed. So in that case, the day of the month and the weekday.
Hey, that's clever.
So then if I go to, well, I'll do it.
Monday, Tuesday 28, Wednesday 29, Thursday 30, Friday 31, Saturday April 1st. No appointments.
So that's what we got.
And
so
then you can move by weeks too.
So I'll show you that. So
Monday,
I'll go back.
Saturday 25.
I'll go back to today.
No appointments.
Now the up and down keys change how much it's going to, how much left and right move. So if I push up.
By weeks. Saturday,
okay.
March 25th, 2006. Four, April 1st, 8, 15, 22,
nice.
29. No appointments this week.
So of course it's only telling me the day of the week because the month. And the weekday, Saturday, are the same.
58, 1, March 25th.
Very
no
nice.
So now we're back there, and it's obviously telling me if I have any appointments. Up again moves by months.
By months, by years.
And then by years is the top.
By days.
And then if I go down from days, then
by appointments.
I'm by appointments.
No appointments.
And I don't have any appointments.
No appointments.
So there aren't any.
By days, Saturday, March 25th,
so
2006.
To make an appointment, I can push the menu key.
Planner menu. Select an option. Add an appointment. Enter a new description.
So this lets me type a description with the telephone-style keypad.
Date, March 25th, 2006.
So it defaults to the current date wherever you're pointing.
Time, 8 o'clock a.m.
That's the default. You could enter a new time.
Appointment busy. Yes.
This allows you to schedule something and not have it do conflict resolution. So you can say, okay, is it busy or do I just want to note it on my calendar?
Yeah.
Enter length of appointment, 30 minutes.
So you can set the length.
Alarm, no alarm.
We're going to have alarm support so you can have, alarm wake up the unit and tell you, hey, you got an appointment.
Reiterate appointment. None.
This is tricky. We're supporting all kinds of recurring appointments. So you can say, I want it to recur the first Monday of the month, that kind of thing.
Attachments. Zero attachments.
And then you can attach files
to
appointments.
Okay.
So that's a basic
planner.
Sort of
Saturday, March 25th. Main menu.
Of the planner.
What about collaboration? Are you supporting anything like that?
We're not at the moment. That's kind of a synchronization issue.
Yeah.
We'd have to figure out what format to support and that sort of thing. But that's,
something for the future.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff we can do with this device. So.
All right.
Calculator is usable in the portable form factor.
Calculator.
As well as with in the docked with the keyboard.
One moment. Calculator ready.
But right now it's just for the actual calculator inside is scientific, and I'm trying to figure out how the interface ought to work.
Yeah.
So right now, you can use the directional pad for the operators. Right is plus, left is minus, up is times, down is divided by.
Okay.
And then you have, of course, the pound key is the decimal point, so I can say
2.1.3 plus 2 times 4.
And then I can push either the center of the navigation pad or OK to do the calculation.
29.3. Nice.
So then it's also cumulative, so I can just say
plus 4. 33.3.
So you can, it's easy to do calculations that way.
Very nice.
It also has memories and that. So.
Clear. Main menu. B.
So, anything else? Other questions? Or?
Can you show us the word processor?
Yeah, it's, the keyboard prototypes are not actually functional, so I can't show you very
much.
Okay,
all right, that's cool.
That,
so, and we've got email in here, a browser.
Yeah, there's email. I don't have internet connectivity. Yeah.
Calculator, internet
quick,
menu.
Okay.
Media,
quick look.
Utility, library, internet menu.
So in the internet menu we have...
Email, podcaster, web browser.
Oh, let's talk about that podcaster,
so,
too.
Yeah, so we have a podcaster built in. It gives you... it allows you to subscribe to podcasts.
Did you hear that voice?
And it also.
I went and got Chevron gas the other day. And then this guy says, watch the freeway for
it also gives you. So it lets you subscribe to podcasts. It gives you access to some OPML directories. So you can say, go to the directories and it'll let you pick a podcast that way. And downloads them to your hard drive. So you have pretty much unlimited storage. You can also subscribe to a podcast by typing in the URL if you want.
Okay.
It's pretty basic, but you know, it gives you access to podcasts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Podcaster, email.
So in the email program, all the email is stored on the flash disk at the moment. So you have almost instant access to your email.
Okay.
It supports multiple folders. So right now we're in the inbox. If I push left, it moves me to the folder list.
Folder list, inbox, outbox, sent mail, trash.
And of course, you can create a new folder.
Email menu, select an option, send and receive, filter, accounts, empty trash, delete folder, new folder.
So if I want to create a new folder,
enter folder name. Adding new folder. Folder list test.
So now we have a folder called test that you can use to sort of use. It also supports, as you saw, basic filters. You can filter by text in the header, so it works good for mailing lists and that sort of thing. It also supports multiple accounts, so if you have multiple accounts, you can sign up for them. Right now it's supporting POP3 only.
Okay.
We're hoping to do IMAP. In a future release.
Okay. Excellent, man. Good demonstration.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And anything you want to finish up with?
Well, I'm really excited about the product, and I just encourage everybody who's listening to come by in the summer conventions and give us a look.
Meantime, people can get more information at levelstar.com.
www.levelstar.com. And anybody that wants to more information or wants to talk to me, feel free to give me a call. Our toll-free number is 800-315-2305. And my email address is mark@levelstar.com.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Shut this off here.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast for blind people about blind people and issues, with Larry Skupkon. To contact Blind Cool Tech, leave a comment on the audio line at 206-984-9203. Email us at blindcooltech@gmail.com or visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com.